visiting with PCM head boys wrestling coach Rusty Voss to talk about their last little bit of the season, kind of look ahead to their last few meets of the season. Coach, you know, your team's coming off the Ed Wiener Invitational on Saturday the 24th, and then just on Monday competed at the Heart of Iowa conference meet. Talk about just kind of how you feel those two tournaments went overall.
Yeah, I believe with the conference meet getting moved to Monday, it actually kind of helped the kids to get ready to wrestle for Saturday. And it wasn't a Friday-Saturday night, which actually I thought they performed pretty well. It's a high-profile type of tournament, you know, with all 3A teams except for a couple 2A teams in there. And we had, you know, we had our first actual finalist. We've never, in all the years that we've been there, we've never had a kid in the finals there. And so this is the first year that Tucker Wheeler got in the finals. And then Caliber Fry placed in the top eight. We had a couple of the kids that were one match away from placing in the top eight. So overall, I think the kids wrestled well. And they got a lot of matches and a lot of quality matches, most definitely there at Ed Winger. Then we came in Monday, had a short practice on Sunday, and came in Monday. And we wrestled pretty well again on Monday. I thought we just don't have the numbers that the Rolling Story and the West Marshall guys have. And so it was kind of hard to score a lot of points. But we had three champions, which has been a while since I think we've had three champions. And then Grayson Lust at 38 got second place, which was good, really good for him. And we had some other guys place. So I thought we wrestled pretty well here in the last little bit. But I've told them, you know, we got four weigh-ins in just about 6 days, 7 days. And so it's kind of a grind right here at the end. So we got to push through it, and then we'll have a couple weeks off and get ready for district wrestling.
You know, a guy like Tucker Wheeler that made the state finals last year, and Caliber Fry is another guy that you've mentioned that you would like to see him go far this season. You know, how do you feel that those two have looked so far? Of course, they're both coming off conference titles. Do you feel that they're on track to have a potential run here next month?
Yeah, definitely Tucker Wheeler. I mean, he's wrestling really well. He had a tough match in the finals with the number one kid from 3A, but he beat the number two kid in 3A in the semifinals, Parker Casey, which was a good, really good match for him. He looked really good. So he is definitely on the way of doing big things here coming in the state tournament. Now, Caliber, he's wrestling well. He had a pretty good Perry tournament. He ran into a really tough freshman kid from Glenwood, but he wrestled well there. So he's got to get got to get a win here and there on some of the upper level wrestlers where he needs to get to. So we got a couple opportunities here in the next couple days. So we got Decorah that is at Nevada this weekend, which is the number one team both in team and individual tournament. And so we got some good wrestling to go there. So hopefully we can get a quality win for him, and then he can go into that state tournament ready to go.
Yeah, how do you're going to compete at Albion on Thursday night, and then we'll be at Nevada over the weekend, like you mentioned. How do you kind of approach those two competitions when you guys are really just trying to clean things up as you go into districts?
Yeah, just go out there and wrestle hard. You know, at this point in time, we do have some, because Albion is in our district, so we got to kind of be careful what we're doing there and make sure that we're wrestling well against those kids so we can get the seeds on them in districts. But, you know, in the long run, the duels don't really mean anything except for just wrestling well and wrestling hard. We're going through sicknesses just like everybody else, and I've had two or three kids out, I think, every week since Christmas time. So we're going through that again. It's kind of just kind of rolling over. So hopefully we get all that sickness out of the way here in the next week or so, and we get healed up and healthy and ready to go for districts.
Yeah, how do you as coach kind of reel your kids in? You know, of course, you're still competing in meets. You have one, like I said, at Albion and then Nevada. But knowing that district is kind of the end-all, be-all in terms of state tournament and, you know, successes of the season, you know, what is kind of your preparation right now as you still do have two meets, but then you prepare for districts?
Yeah, I still push hard these last few days, and then I'll back off next week a little bit. I'm going to give them Monday off, you know, and give them a little rest, and then we'll kind of get back to it and then – you know, it's going to be some easy practices here and there, but then we'll go hard a few practices. But it's just a matter of being able to stay in shape, wrestling shape, you know, and also relax and heal their bodies a little bit from all the hard wrestling that we've had in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, and Rusty, kind of before we close, you know, you, of course, last year was a great year for you guys. You had several up there at the state tournament. Also had two guys wrestling on that final night and that Saturday night in championship matches. Do you feel that in a way that kind of gave your team a little bit of a confidence and boost, so saying that, you know, hey, we can do this and we have the potential to get guys up there on the final night?
Yeah, we talk about that all year, you know, the grind that we go through. You know, it's gonna end up helping at the end of the year. We showed it last year, and I'm sure that some of these younger guys that are in that varsity lineup now will hopefully understand that when it comes to district wrestling, and we have to come back on that wrestle back, and hopefully we can get some wrestle backs again and get some guys, young guys up there at the tournament. But you know, they got to wrestle well, and they got to be ready to go when they get there. I was looking back at the roster the other day, and I looked at them. I only got two guys that actually wrestled varsity last year that are on the varsity roster this year, right now. And I think that's so those guys got to grow up and, you know, got to be able to wrestle in those big situations. And they're getting there, and they're understanding, and they're getting to understand how to grind a little bit and be ready to go.
Well, Rusty, appreciate your time as always, you know, and best of luck this last little part of the season.
Yep, thank you.